Reid Ribble met with John Boehner yesterday and says he had no indication of resignation was coming. Ribble often aligns himself with the conservative wing of the Republican Party in Congress, but he says he did not support a motion to vacate the chair, which was proposed by Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina.
I think that was one of the converging ideas that maybe helped the speaker move to a place where he decided he wanted to step down now. It's difficult to manage when at any time any member can just put a resolution out there and try to move the speaker out.
Ribble says he and other lawmakers urged Boehner to ignore the motion. Ribble says he'll support whoever is the next speaker.
Congressman Duffy says he was shocked to hear House Speaker Boehner's decision to resign from the speakership and Congress at the end of October. He says Boehner will follow a tradition of voluntarily handing over power that dates back to George Washington. But despite frequent battles with Tea Party members of Congress, Duffy says Boehner wasn't in jeopardy of losing the speakership.
And I think he thought that with some of the turmoil that's been going on right now, someone else might be able to lead the institution better, even though, you know, he could stay to the end of his term.
There is speculation that House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California may run to replace Boehner. Duffy says if that happens, there may be a cascade of Republican races to follow. Rich Kramer,
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.